So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Yes, today we're going to be talking about fear and the truth around fear. So we're going to be talking about actually what fear is and how you can overcome this as well. So today, before we jump into the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. James Hatney here. Got my name wrong nearly then. James Hatney here at the Impact Coaching Podcast. And if you haven't already, hit subscribe and remember to share the podcast, but also take advantage of the coaching experience that I'm currently inviting you to enjoy and experience, because everybody, including you, should have the opportunity to discover what you want in life and feel empowered to act with clarity and confidence. And that's at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience. Okay, so fear, fear, fear. Okay, what does fear stand for first of all? So fear stands for false evidence appearing real. So how are you allowing fear to hold you back currently? Is this a fear of what people will say and think? A fear of what if this happens? What if this happens? I'm fearful of what may happen. Because you are born with only two fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. So all other fears are learned behavior. All the fears that you have currently at the moment in time, other than loud noises and the fear of falling, are fears that you have learned. They are learned behavior. So because you have learned them, that means that you can unlearn them. You have that control to unlearn your fears. And I get it. I completely understand how fear may feel so real when it actually isn't. And wow, how you can allow it to hold you back towards your goals and towards your dreams. Because what happens is that fear is like a blockage. It feels like it's a complete blockage. And I can get it. And you sometimes cannot see past that. But when you start to question that fear, like I have done, when you start to question that fear and you start to push through, you drive forward into new experiences and new opportunities. When you start to question that fear that you feel you have, what evidence actually supports that fear? And I remember years and years ago watching a video by Will Smith, which I'll link to in the show notes, which is a fantastic video about skydiving. And having done a skydive myself, I completely understand where he is coming from. So let me tell it to you. Now, from my experience of this, and it's very similar to Will Smith's, is that we allow fear to build up. We allow, without ever taking action, we allow, before we take any action or before we get to a certain event, that fear builds up. Along with it comes anxiety, can come stress, can come worry before that particular event. So with the skydiving, now, beforehand, I was quite nervous. I was quite fearful, thinking, oh my God, you know, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? And the fear was building up. I was getting anxious, feeling a little bit stressed, and a little bit of worry as well. And you wouldn't think that I'd paid over £100 to actually do this skydive. I'd actually paid to put myself through this. But I remember leading up to it and being in the plane, being strapped in, and I was a little bit fearful. And then when the real fear stepped in was when I was sat in the plane and I realized that I wouldn't be landing in this plane and I could see straight through the cockpit. And that is when shit really got kicked in. Shit really got scary. And I was like, oh my God, started to tense up, started to get nervous, started to sweat, the sweaty palms. You know how it is when you start to do something you're a little bit fearful of. And I remember sitting on the edge of the plane, and I think if I would have waited another second before he threw me out of that plane, I felt my body wanted to immediately just freeze because of the fear. And as soon as I had taken action, as soon as I had left that plane, all that fear vanished. All that fear completely vanished as I was plummeting towards the earth. And this is so true with any fear. Because of any fear that you have, it's the build-up. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the build-up that we create in our minds. The fear that we create in our minds. Because when we start to put that fear in our minds and we start to then think about it even more, we build and build and build and build using false evidence to enhance the fear, for that fear to really grip us, to really hold us back, to really cripple us, I would say. And that fear is a learnt behaviour. It started off small, but because you have focused and focused and focused, what if this happens? What if that happens? Creating false evidence in your mind, then that fear becomes something that feels really, really real. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? So I remember before the skydive, actually doing research, and because I thought, you know what, I'm going to drop out the plane and I'm going to die. That's what I was fearful of. That was my fear. I'm going to drop out the plane, no parachute. What if he forgets to do this? What if he forgets to do that? When I was researching it, there was a lack of evidence that supported how unsafe skydiving was, and the fact that it was actually extremely safe because of the parachute, because of everything. And yes, there was a very, very, very slim chance of something going wrong. But when you looked at the evidence that I had created in my mind that I thought was evidence and really questioned around that, the belief was so untrue. The belief was so untrue that how dangerous skydiving was, even though you are plummeting out of a plane. So with your fears that you have now at the moment in time that you may be holding on to, whatever that fear may be, no matter how small, no matter how big, I used to have a fear of snakes, which I don't have any fear of snakes now. But once you understand that your fear that you have is alert behavior, once you realize that you have control over that fear because you have created that fear and you can learn that fear, you can realize that you have control and you can push through that fear. And that the biggest thing that you can do to overcome your fear is to take action. And once you've taken action, you actually realize, have you ever actually pushed through something that you were fearful of? Something that you were fearful of and you've pushed through and you've gone after, oh, that actually wasn't as bad as I made it out to be. What you have made it out to be. The stories that you have been telling yourself in your mind. Because pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the bigger underlying fear that comes from a feeling of feeling helplessness. When you push through the fear, you will feel such a sense of relief as your feeling of helplessness subsides, because you're taking control. And you will wonder why you did not take action sooner. You will become more and more aware that you can truly handle anything that life hands you, that life throws at you, that you can handle. When you push through fear, and when you have that fear, first of all, you do feel a sense of helplessness. But when you push through that fear, you have the relief as that helplessness fear subsides. Fear may feel real, but it isn't. Fear is a learned behavior that you can unlearn. And I want you to realize now and understand that the fear that you feel that you have is all in your head. And it's your responsibility to work with that fear. Not fight against it, but to use that fear and ask questions. I want you to welcome the fear and recognize that you are being fearful because you want to do something. You want to do it, but you have this feeling of fear inside of you. But when you push through that, when you actually take action, you actually realize that, you know what? That wasn't as bad as I made out it to be. You put it on the spot. So the next time that you do that, the next time that you attempt something that you were once fearful of, you're like, is that it? Is that all I made out to be? I can do this. I can move forward and I can truly handle anything that life throws at me. You can do this, and I know you can. You can unlearn this fear. So start to question this fear. Start to question of how are you feeling that fear? How exactly are you being fearful? And what evidence have you got for this fear? What evidence have you got? And then the biggest thing that you can do is taking action. Fear comes from the build-up, the story that you are creating yourself, the beliefs that you are telling yourself leading up to a certain event, whether that be public speaking, whether that be talking to a particular person at work, whether that be a skydive, whether that be an animal that you have a fear of, taking action is the biggest thing that you can do to overcome that fear. And that feeling of helplessness will subside, will drop off, and you will feel like you can handle anything that life throws at you. So the question that I want you to start to ask yourself is that, how are you allowing fear to hold you back in your goals? And how specifically are you being fearful? And take action. So that's the message that I've got for you today. The fact that you have learned fear, and now it's time to unlearn that fear. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. I have loved speaking to you, and I look forward to speaking to you in the next, where we're going to be focusing on where your mind is currently. Are you in a problem or solution focused mindset? So remember that your habits and your routines all work towards your dreams. I want you to understand how grateful I am for you listening to today's podcast. So in return, I want you to experience the power of life coaching. And I would like to send an invitation to you as a podcast listener to feel the power of coaching in your own life with a free one-to-one personal coaching experience with me. All I ask is your commitment to 1 hour to change your life and work towards your top 10 life goals. So to grab your invitation, head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience before the allocated slots get snapped up. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you.